Good evening. We're in the studio with George Hibben, director of Stein Sales for our beloved Rookwood Pottery downtown. George, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here again.
I have word that you've recently opened your second retail establishment in our area, and let's start by talking about that.
The new Liberty Center store is now open. That's up at the Liberty Center complex. Rookwood is next to Brio, facing H&M, and it's a store that is definitely full of products that will hopefully introduce the new generation to Rookwood and keep it hip and fresh and take care of our northern friends that are north of the city.
If I entered the store, give us an idea what that might look like up there.
Well, a very sleek-looking store, products that are fresh, exciting. You'll see some new products, some of our traditional products, nice glazes with some traditional colors, but yet also some fresh contemporary colors. So you'll see a little bit of everything.
And tell us about the objects themselves. Are we going to see shelves and shelves of vases, or what do we have to see up there?
You'll see vases, you'll see figurines, you'll see some wonderful glaze effect pieces that I can guarantee that they haven't been introduced before, because a lot of them are one-of-a-kind artist pieces at this point. Stephen Fulton is doing some neat glaze effect work on hand-thrown pieces that Jason Trouts is throwing. So you will see a variety of things. It'll be one of these stores that you need to be there to experience the history, the tradition, but yet something that is at the same time modern and fresh.
Speaking of tradition, you mentioned outside that you and I were old school Rookwood people, and I'll own that one for certain. And one of the things that has made Rookwood so intriguing to artists and collectors is the fact over the years we get to know the artists that worked at Rookwood because their pots were all signed in one way or another. And I'm just curious, when you mention your contemporary people, are they in fact signing their work as well?
We are again signing individual artist pieces. At this point in time, there are probably 8 to 12 different artists that are working on individual pieces, and the styles are incredibly varied. One of the things that's exciting about working at the pottery is, even myself, I never know what's coming through the pipeline. And so when something shows up, it's time to ooh and aah, kind of like Christmas morning opening presents.
Speaking of the holidays, I know there's an open house coming up at your location in Over the Rhine, and talk about that a little bit if you
would. The open house is November 13th and 14th. It's a Friday-Saturday event. It is at the 1920 Ray Street location, which is the pottery, just opposite Findlay Market. And each day on both Friday and Saturday, we'll have a full production crew on staff. So those of you who haven't been down for a tour, we will have tours 3 times daily on each of those days, 10:30, noon, and 1:30. And so you can see the entire pottery in action. And depending on time, we even may take a trip into the basement archives where there are 3,200 of the old molds. And that room, we have molds that go back to 1880, our first year in business. Every once in a while, we bring someone to tears when they walk into that room. It's pretty magical.
Those would be molds of all sizes and shapes.
All sizes and shapes, yeah.
Yeah, that's terrific.
I do want to talk about new products, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
We have some new ornaments coming out, a female cardinal, a male dove, but we also have a new wishbone ornament, which is a white bisque wishbone. Looks very natural. It has a little Rookwood medallion on top, and it'll have a ribbon for hanging on the tree. So that will be a very neat, elegant piece that hopefully people will add to their collections.
And what about that cardinal?
The cardinal, last year we introduced the male version of the cardinal. This year it's the female. So if people want to complete the set, and likewise with the dove.
Tell our listeners a little bit just about how Rookwood has gotten to this place in time. For those of us who may be old school, if you will, listeners that are familiar with Rookwood from the 1880s up into the 50s, let's say, and I don't need the complete history, but how long has this particular reincarnation, if you will, of Rookwood seems to have taken hold and has some good roots and looks to me like it is burgeoning. How did we get there?
Well, Rookwood, we are currently in the 9th ownership group of Rookwood, and a lot of people don't know that, because when I give tours on site, Rookwood and the name tends to be so iconic, people think that it just exists. But roughly every decade or so, it's transitioned to a new ownership group with new style and focus. And currently, we are in a very creative phase. And we've been back in Cincinnati, for those who don't know, since 2006 and at the Ray Street location since 2008.
A typical day down there, do we have people involved in absolutely every aspect of the process of producing that pottery?
People do their particular role within the pottery. A piece, by the time it hits the showroom floor, has been touched approximately by 16 different sets of hands. It's a very handcrafted, labor-intensive product. But within that scope, you have each department that focuses on their specialty. That doesn't mean that one person is sequestered in a room and they only focus on what they do. We have many, many people that may put on four or six different hats. We may have an artist who's throwing at the wheel, but then also helping clean product the next hour, and then they may be decorating the next day. So things can really take on a multitude of hats for each individual that works there. It's a very fascinating place.
And back to your holiday open house again, which will be November the 13th and 14th. Our listeners choose to visit down there. Are they apt to see pottery actually being decorated and being carved and being poured into molds and virtually the entire process?
They will see the entire process from pouring of molds to pressing tiles to decorating. We will have some potters that will be throwing on the wheel, so they will see a little bit of everything if they come for one of the tours on the 13th and 14th.
Well, I think it's all very exciting. Cincinnati has many traditions, from the Cincinnati Redlegs and our beloved chili, and on down the pike, our tremendous 19th century silver makers that were here, and furniture makers, and certainly our Rookwood pottery is part of that wonderful Cincinnati tradition, and we're really glad to have you here this evening. We're glad for Rookwood to be located in the thriving Over the Rhine district. If our listeners have an interest, you can find a link at wvxu.org. We're visiting this evening with George Hibben, the director of Stein Sales for our beloved Rookwood pottery here in Cincinnati. George, thanks for coming down.
Thank you, Stuart. It's been my pleasure.
And this is Stuart Holman for Around Cincinnati.